Before I start to tease out how you would approach your patients in a non-protocol setting, can you also talk a little bit about CCI? I'm not very good at pronouncing it.
Tuberosalismus?
Yes,
something.
I'm working on it.
One of those. CCI-779 is what
right.
I call it. So it's an interesting drug. It's a different target and inhibits a kinase called mTOR. And it is a drug which was developed as an immunosuppressive drug for transplants. And the formulation that's been developed to treat cancer patients was tested in patients with kidney cancer. The preliminary studies were suggestive of an effect. They weren't clear-cut. It wasn't 30 or 40% response rate like with sunitinib, but there were some patients who responded. The target was thought to be relevant because in an indirect way, it controls the levels of a nuclear transcription factor that ultimately results in the transcription of these hypoxia genes. So there is a connection between CCI-779 and the kinase inhibitors. The study that was presented here at ASCO was a phase 3 trial in renal cell cancer because they didn't select for clear cell carcinoma. They did select for patients who would be expected to have a poor prognosis. Metastatic disease, advanced, poor prognostic features. The expected survival of the group was 4 to 5 months. And this was done in order to assess that group, in order to finish the study much more rapidly, because there was some concern by Wyeth that they couldn't do it rapidly. I think it was the wrong group to choose because now they're left with this group of patients. Is there any reason to suggest that sunitinib or sorafenib cannot be given to these patients? No. I mean, I think they can. I think you can use them there and you'll probably have the same effects. But the drug CCI-779 has only been tested in that group, and that's sort of what it's going to be looked at as a treatment for. It did produce an improvement in survival. The control group received interferon, and the group receiving CCI-779 at 25 milligrams once a week had a median survival of about 10.8 months. And so maybe a 3-month advantage in median survival. But it was significant, and it's a drug that clearly has an effect. We have to try to learn how to use it, where its place is in the treatment of this disease. We're going back to an intravenous drug, so it's a little bit different. And it's also a drug that has perhaps more side effects than the kinase inhibitors have in terms of fatigue, some effects on lipids, some thrombocytopenia occurs with this drug. What's interesting is it's another drug, so that there are 4 new drugs at this meeting that were talked about in varying ways: bevacizumab, sorafenib, sunitinib, and now CCI-779.